Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 36. Today we have Casey Carter with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me? So, what am I eating today? We're going to do a...
Before we start.
We're going to do a Nelly snack.
Let's get it out the way. we're gonna discuss Nelly snacks.
Apparently, I'm always eating on everything, even when I go on to other people's shows.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it sounds delicious.
Just like a nigga.
So, we're going to start doing Nelly snacks. Today, I have...
a big ass bag.
Mesquite smoked seasoned almonds.
This bag is bigger than her hand. This is a big ass bag of almonds.
Mini blueberry muffins.
I ate like three of them.
Like three, yeah, right. Like four or five.
No, I think I ate three.
Okay. I'm eating Post Skittles. I have mangoes also that I might crack open, but we'll see.
So that's what she's snacking on for an hour.
I know. All right.
We got Casey Carter in the building.
Hi, guys.
We talked about which guests we should bring back. And we were like, oh, yeah, let's bring back.
Because I'm a different person now than the last time
we
came.
Well, and we were like, she came.
Oh, evolution, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. She came with Reese. Oh, so funny. It keeps coming up. I hate to keep bringing him up. I hate
Shout
bringing
out my girl,
up
Reese.
Certain people.
She said detached.
No. Hey. But it's
Hey. Fuck it.
So, just like, I already know what Post talking about. Look at, fuck it. So, you want to get into that? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I ain't said shit about it. I've been, you know, just watching everybody in the back of my head. I already knew what was
did you,
up.
Did you listen to the episode?
I didn't listen to your episode, but what I listened, because I get triggered. But I, and the song.
Right.
No, but I listened to his episode that he did with Black in the City. And that was just like, I don't know. But
he
again,
did one after?
Yeah, to kind of save.
Shut up.
I don't know if it was like to save, but it just, in my opinion, it was just exactly who he is. I'm not going to like slander him because that's not going to do anything for
Shut
me.
Shut up. I had to watch it.
It's very him. It's very him.
You didn't even listen to your own episodes, yeah?
Well, I didn't listen to my own episode, but I didn't listen to the Black City.
Yeah.
Shut up. I didn't need to listen. I was there.
I'm definitely
But
tune into that episode, Black in the City podcast.
Shout out to Black and City. Shout out to them. But
they did a good job. I will shout those girls out. They did a really good job.
Yeah. So she's back. We were like, oh, that'd be perfect to bring, because we were thinking about who we should like bring back again.
I appreciate
you guys. And we were
like,
no one really. And then we're like, ooh, Casey.
Thank you guys.
Well, because we're like, we already did it. For real, we were like, who should we really come back a second time?
You guys know I'll talk.
Yeah.
Because the first time she came as a glow up.
Right, exactly. So it's different.
That's
Okay, so you're on Cube every night.
Yes, every night.
Tired?
Yeah, I'm always tired now.
What time can they hear you?
12 a.m. to 6 a.m. every night, and then 10 p.m. on Sunday nights.
Nice. So
with the come up.
Do you get to play whatever you want?
No, not on the weeknights, but I will say they be playing cuts. Yeah. The program director be putting
better.
All the new music during my time, so I be having hella fun.
Right,
nice.
But obviously, during the come up 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., I get to choose everything. I'm throwing in everything.
And that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
How are you getting the terrible local artist emails?
I mean, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, so I've been getting those emails.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me what to listen to. I will listen to what I want to listen to. I know what's out there.
I'll be having mental breakdowns, or I'll read something, and I'll be, like, throwing my phone, and I'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Don't nobody teach you guys anything, but clearly nobody does. So I'm trying to do my best as far as, like, calming down and being like, okay. Let me help you instead of like
you
make you feel bad.
Right, you're like real professional, you know?
Why don't you throw a workshop?
Oh, I got something coming in 2020.
Yeah, you need to school these niggas.
Yeah,
man.
Like, I got something.
The niggas don't even format emails right.
Oh, no. You guys should see my DMs. It's like, play my song. Yo, what's good? How do I get on? And it's like.
Like, I'm a professional at this. Like,
people
this
do that to me, and I know, I'd be like, I don't know how to help you anyway, but you think that was the way to do it? Like, they'd be like, hey.
That's exactly. It'd be
the
like,
hell.
But again, it's just people, like artists, they're very narcissist. Like, that's just their trait. They don't think about anything else but putting themselves on. So they don't think about like how they present themselves. It's like, what can I get from this person? So, but it's all good. It's all love. I've discovered a lot of new talent since being on the show. Everyone really appreciates what I'm doing. And again, I'm not like out here choosing sides or anything like that. If your shit sounds good,
what's going on?
I'm gonna play it. Like, and you don't have curse words and you come at me in a nice way and you're not like rude to me when you see me in person, I don't give a fuck. Your song could sound like a 1999 song. I'll still play it because that's the bigger story. Like, that's the bigger picture.
Get so, your radio edits, niggas.
I was about to say, when you say cuss words, that mean all cuss words?
Radio edits. Is oh, my God. It's a radio format you need.
You don't even know what radio like, bitch. I think, like, you can say bitch and ass and damn.
On the radio now?
And hell. You've been able to say that. But you can't be like, damn this, bitch, damn. Like, you can't repeat it hella. But, you know, like, if you let one slide, it's okay. Yeah.
Like, okay. See, there's some tips for that.
I have an FAQ up for the come up, so you guys can watch that on YouTube. It's like all the questions you guys ask me all the time.
That's lit. Q93.
I gotta want to be more educated on things because I'd be like, can I just hurry up and get rich and get my island and not have to worry about shit? I don't care about nothing. That's what's so hard for me. Casey be talking about all the stuff. You be talking about all the current events. You know, you be like up on it. And I be like, who the fuck are these people? Like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Like, that has to be the hardest part about doing this type of shit is because I don't feel like I'm current.
You do be, though. You be current in life.
Right. Maybe that's what
you be talking about real life shit. There, I be talking about people I don't know. Like, yeah. I be talking about celebrities and all that shit. You be talking about real life situations.
Well, there. And that's how I can stay current. Because
no
I can't do it the other way. I can't. So.
You guys seen Queen and Slim?
Oh, yes.
I'm supposed to go out for today.
Oh, you going today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this day.
Oh, yes. Word. I ain't seen it. Is it good?
It's really good.
Is it?
Definitely. To me, I really enjoyed it. I've been seeing a lot of people like...
I've heard both.
I'm surprised.
But I've heard... So that makes me want to go see it because I've heard both. So I'm like, okay, let me go have my own opinion on it.
I'm like all about when you see new things portrayed like in a new light. You know, as you guys know, what the story's about is like in self-defense, they killed the cop. But it's like based in this day and age.
Right.
So it's like... And you know, they're getting support. It's dope. It's I don't know. To me, I like it.
The ending is cold.
Yeah.
The ending is cold.
Yeah.
It's so a lot. So someone dies.
You'll laugh. No, you'll laugh. You'll cry.
That's not even the part. You'll see.
We're going to see that shit tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. That's not even the part.
Yeah, I'm the type of person,
there's one part that I'll have you like, fuck.
So I'm the type of person like who will like tell me what happens. And people will be like, won't tell me. Like, no, like, why the fuck do you care if it's ruined
like
for
like
me?
Like, if I just tell me,
and the people,
because we want you to experience
sister,
it like how we
like,
experienced
it.
My sister will not tell me a story. Like, she'll be like, no. I'm like, what happens in the show? Or I'll just keep trying to guess, and she'll be like, shut the fuck up, just watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to know because I'll be. Wanting
I
want to see
know.
It.
That's why I'll be tell watching me. Movies hella me. Quick. I'll be like, I don't want to see nobody on social media. When I'll be watching Power, I'm like 9 o'clock on Saturday night. Like, fuck all y'all.
You're not going to
ruin shit for me.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Power to come back.
I haven't watched an episode of this season.
So, surprisingly, this season, it kind of got
interesting.
I was about to say, this season way better than last season.
You talking about Queen and Slim?
No.
Oh, Power? Oh, yeah.
This season way better than last one.
I kind of want to binge.
Last season was weak.
So, I'm just like, I'm going to binge.
Yeah.
And just wait until it's done.
But I never had no show like that where it's like a fake ending and then we have to wait. Like, what the fuck was that? Like
I don't know if it's the,
like a
he posted on
like
Instagram
a half
wasn't
season
in
finale.
It.
Like right. What? I never. What is
but
that?
But there is that. They have that mid season finale.
I never knew
and then they
that.
Go yeah.
But there's only
maybe
three episodes.
Because even like Grey's Anatomy's on a break. This and they kind of stop at like a All American went on a break. Mm-hmm. It shit don't come out till like January. Yeah, it's like you just take a break.
I don't know if this is a thing. I mean, you know, I also just be binging.
Right. It's true.
That's the best way to watch it anyway.
Finale.
I just wait till all the episodes come out and watch it.
I gotta watch.
Have you guys seen Watchmen?
Yeah.
People are talking to me. Did you watch the new episode? Oh my God. I was screaming at the TV.
Oh no, I missed the newest episode.
I'm trying to think what happened. Matter of fact.
Don't say that. Don't say that. I didn't see it.
I'm trying to think.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, that's
because at first when you watch it, it's confusing as fuck. You're like, I like this shit, but I don't know what the fuck I'm watching.
It is trippy, but I think they're like tying it together. You got to keep watching.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to watch that shit tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Regina King's in it, right?
Yep. Yeah. Killing it. She's amazing. Yeah. Really good show.
I heard everybody talk about it.
Even the way it starts, like the first 5 minutes of the first episode, and then it switches into something completely different.
They doing their thing, man. They putting their foot in that show, for real, because, I'm impressed. I am impressed.
It
really invokes some feelings, too, like, watching that shit.
Because it's very present.
Right. I fuck with
that. So they're talking about The Game's new album, and I saw... I saw Mac posted. He's like, I'm going to be the one to say this shit, but the shit is not that good.
It's not, bro. Niggas calling it a classic.
So,
like, come on.
I only listen to like 5, 6 songs.
There's like 25 songs. Yeah. I feel like there's hella songs. Isn't there hella songs?
Like 20 songs.
And it's just, it's cool.
Listen. Not bad. Dom Kennedy is done, bro.
Oh, he's been done.
Stop putting him on your music, dog.
This seems
it's like he doesn't care about life.
His choruses are so depressing.
It's like, who is
gotta
paying
get the money.
This
no, it's
life.
Not funny. Come on, bro. Like, what are we doing? He's on like 5 songs just with Dom Kennedy. On the game shit. Trash.
Did you like Welcome Home? He had Nipsey on that one song. That wasn't a bad song.
I didn't listen to it.
I was just telling Inti.
To play that song?
No, I was telling Inti that Dom fucking, I don't know, what's wrong with
Dom? Oh, Welcome Home. The Welcome Home with Nipsey isn't bad.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
He has some good songs on there. He has a couple songs.
And honestly, I probably listened about
Yeah, but Welcome Home was dope. Yeah.
He had the one sample. What, one song, one bit, isn't it? Oh, the Selfish sample.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a weak album. It's just.
But it's not like anything
not
you're like.
Guilty.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's not the documentary, too. The documentary 2 was way better than this shit.
This is his last album, right? That's what he say.
With the baby mamas, the pregnant baby mamas in the album cover.
Is that what that is?
No, he like did a little tweet and was like, all the pregnant girls in LA, hit me up. I'm trying to see something. And then like 2 weeks later, he dropped the album cover and it's like 10 pregnant girls.
They're rolling blacks. I got models. It's wildly ignorant.
I didn't get the purpose of it. What is the purpose of that?
If
your baby mom's on the album cover.
Born to Rap is the name of the album.
Because you're saying Born to Rap.
I didn't even get it when I looked at it. Bitches is pregnant rolling.
That's kind of catchy.
I was going to say, that's not a bad.
That shit's hilarious.
The bitches did it. I wonder how much they got paid for it.
Shit, they probably just got a little nice.
No, fuck that shit. If they're going to put me. No, fuck that.
Amazon gift card, 50 bucks.
Yeah, we fucked. Speaking of Nipsey, I guess WAC 100 speaks with TMZ at the game's birthday party and says Nipsey was never a legend.
Nipsey wasn't a legend.
He wasn't. What's a legend?
A legend.
Define a legend.
Someone that passed away.
No.
I'll start.
Okay, listen. So let's keep it real. If Dr. Dre right now died, we would say we lost a legend, right?
Yes.
Wait. Based upon what? Numbers, right?
Yes.
Body of work. Right?
Yes.
How many albums did Nipsey drop? One album. Right? This is not no personal shit I'm talking about. Right?
Yeah.
This is just real shit. The man died with 1 million followers, no radio hits, no platinum hits, right? No world tours, right? After he died, he went platinum, sold a bunch of records, followers went up 9-10,000, right? 9-10 million, right?
Yeah.
Right? So first of all, we gotta define what the fuck a legend is, what the fuck a legend ain't.
Absolutely.
Right? Was he on his way? I think
these old niggas.
Bro.
You know what?
These old niggas need to just.
It's delivery. It's like what he's saying is like true, but it's the way you're saying it.
Right.
Just like Blueface was saying some dumb shit that was true, but it's like the way you are like, delivering shit is just makes it like shut the fuck up.
And they're doing that on purpose. They do it on purpose because they know what they're saying. They know how the delivering it is gonna. Caused a uproar.
I mean, he was on his way, but I mean, I agree with him. Like, he wasn't there. Now he is.
I mean, but what he was saying though is, does your music make you a legend? Or
he was saying so because he was basing it off of album sales. Is that what
album
it was?
Sales, yeah, he had one album. But the thing with Nipsey,
based on your body,
we all know he had
album
one album.
Sales.
But his niggas mixtapes was dope. He got dope mixtapes. He got dope everything.
He went a different route,
right?
And they were saying
he did it right.
Biggie only had one album.
That last album was his debut album.
Yeah, that was his first album.
That's kind of the same thing as Nipsey, right? Because he had hella mixtapes and then he had a debut album.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Biggie.
Oh. I thought you said something else.
Nipsey wants...
Okay, so Biggie, right, he had... And then he came out with that after... It was after he died, right? It came out after he passed.
Nipsey sold one of his mixtapes for $1,000.
If that don't make you a legend,
and
though,
that's
so much. Right, he had like a certain amount, right?
Jay-Z bought what?
Jay-Z bought like 10, I think.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got a
compare
fire
that. What do you say?
Man.
If Dr. Dre died now, he'd be a legend that passed away, but Nipsey shouldn't.
And what
get
would
that
you
title.
Be, Wack 100?
But,
nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Icon,
I'm like, why are you?
Icon.
Right,
I mean,
why?
Icon. I mean, totally higher than a legend. I don't know. But he's a legend.
Iconic.
My thing is, if a motherfucker feels like he's a legend, then who are you to tell this nigga that he's not a legend? That's your opinion. Why do people try to get people to shift their opinions with their opinion, bro? You can say all this shit, but you're not gonna change my mind, my guy. Like, he's a legend to me.
Nipsey's a legend.
He's not to you? Oh, okay, that's fine.
I get what he's saying, but
I don't even get what you gotta say it for.
But
it doesn't need to be said.
Man, Nip got a corner named after him,
bro.
Why though?
I never even heard of this nigga.
The Wack 100 nigga,
bro.
Right.
I've never heard of this nigga, bro. And like, you gotta
I mean,
say
he's a
certain
street,
shit.
He's a street nigga.
And why are you
Come
at
on,
the...
Man.
Yeah. You're just trying to get a public...
Why are you random? That's not even your mans. That's not even your mans, bro. Why are you randomly... Why are you randomly talking about Nipsey? I don't care if the question was asked. Nigga, I don't know that man. Why are you asking me a question about this nigga?
With the game, would you feel weird as the game, though? Because that's his manager. But he's always... Remember he was posting like a Nipsey picture every day?
That was his. He was
his
got
manager.
His Nipsey braids.
Yeah.
Is he still his manager?
No, Wack is 100 is his manager.
This is Game's manager?
Yeah. He was speaking at the Game's birthday
check
party.
His mans.
They
that's
asked,
your bro.
They asked him about it after, and he just said basically no.
If that's your, if you make them tributes every what week?
It
every
was
day?
Daily.
Why aren't you on the same
check
page?
Check your mans.
Yeah,
you know
why
what I'm saying?
You guys on
this your mans? He with you?
So are you jealous?
I think he's just one of those guys who like say whatever,
say,
like
they get the
you know,
spotlight.
Like yeah,
because
he's always like on the Breakfast Club. He's always saying some like super wild shit too. So
why does he have a platform,
so
nigga? You are a manager.
I thought he was a street nigga. Why does he have a?
I mean, because he's a man. He manages. I think he managed Ray
Blue
J.
Confused.
Managed Ray J. Blueface.
You are a man. That's a problem with niggas. Niggas want to be in the spotlight, bro. If you're a manager, do managerial shit. Why are you talking to TMZ, nigga? We don't got nothing. Unless I'm in prison and you're giving a statement on my behalf, you're a manager, nigga. Shut your ass up. What are we doing?
Right. So Tekashi 6ix9ine reportedly can go free before Christmas.
What do you guys think? You guys think he's gonna get killed?
Nah.
I don't know.
Why? Why?
Happen.
Like what? So what
he's
does that say
back
about
with some fire?
What does that say about the
it?
Streets and like? Gangs
Jay-Z
and all that
Ben
stuff.
Said the streets is done.
So, but
he's
I'm
literally
saying,
a
Jay-Z?
Federal government informant.
What?
But once they let him free, he's free.
He's still a federal government informant even when he's free.
Streets is done.
That's so crazy to
you
me.
You are a billionaire. Why don't you hire some niggas to go kill Zimmerman?
That's what I was saying. Don't put that on us, nigga.
Right, you're telling us to go do it.
You want some random niggas to go kill Zimmerman?
Right, you want us to go kill him? Why? So you can write a documentary, make a documentary on us?
You can hire a whole assassin, nigga. You want me to go do it? So I gotta leave my hair follicles at the scene. Nigga, what the fuck? Get a Netflix special.
Jamie finna have you niggas fucked up.
Tell you.
Dumb.
But no.
Anyways.
Tekashi's coming back to a studio.
Tekashi's weak as fuck, first of all. Mm-hmm. That should be the... That's.
Are you guys gonna play Tekashi on Cube?
Fuck no.
What if he got like the number one song in the country?
If he got the number one song.
If he has the number one song in the country.
I'm cool.
In case you throw that Tekashi in.
I'm cool. Right, it's Tekashi. Like, did you guys like his? I'm trying to figure out. You guys fucked with Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I've never listened to him.
That shit, he's crap.
Ever.
Yeah.
Me neither. I never fucked with that nigga neither.
I hope he gets, because that was some real gang shit.
He's like, coming back to his deal.
He's supposed to be, this is not no, whatever shit. These like, are supposed to be pushing. Real gang.
Yeah, he got videos
members.
Where he got like five red flags wrapped around.
That's what I'm he saying. Definitely should get killed.
That it's like, nigga's not.
And that's what I'm saying. Touched. Like, if he doesn't, then like, what?
No,
is
for
that
real.
Saying?
It's like, it's like he was a.
He was an informer.
This nigga was about to.
Informer!
For sure. Like. It seems like it's kind of informer. Bold to see like you come out and you're just making music and out again. Like, damn.
Oh, look. Dun, 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 dun. Like a damn snitch. Oh, man, that's cold. Look like you about ready to go tell on somebody right damn now. Where your flashlight at?
Damn. That you're not nigga, going in hiding or nothing?
That yeah. Nigga was snitching. That nigga went to the nigga Chief Keef's block for 45 seconds, talked some shit, and hopped in a van and shook.
Now that's real deal snitching.
That's funny. This nigga's coming home to a deal in a studio in an engineer named Seth.
They still be playing this shit on the radio. I didn't hit on the little XM
bro,
radio.
I was going to say, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, he's yeah. About to
on
come
XM,
back.
XM, know they be playing oh, this shit yeah. On everything.
That's wild. I'm sure though. They play him wherever he's from, too.
That's why I'm not a street nigga. Not that I was snitch because I'm an informant, but like, nah, fam, I ain't taking a rap for you, B. Man, you got to figure that out, bro. Not he taking no bid for you.
It's like, who taking a bid for who, though? You weren't doing shit?
Yeah, I wasn't doing shit.
He was. It's not like he got.
Or like, situation, you in a car, shit? Police pull up behind you, nigga, throw you the gun, bro.
No, that's different.
Nah, fam. I don't even rock like that. I was just trying to make
nigga,
some money, my nigga.
Me,
I don't even want to be a gangster. I was just want to.
Anyway, what are you what the fuck are you talking about?
That nigga's coming
now,
home to a deal, bro. It's good for him. Nobody's going to touch him.
Like I said, if he's really all this shit that he's supposed to be, I
he's
personally think he's
back.
White. I've never seen him around.
He's
going to
remix Locked Up by Akon.
Puerto Ricans.
His
whatever
first
he's
song,
supposed to be. What is he supposed to be? Mexican? He's only around niggas. Where's the rest of them niggas usually be in packs, right? Why is he never with yo, nobody? I'm like, he's white.
His first song is going to be the Locked Up remix. Akon. He's going to remix that.
It's crazy
song.
To watch him have a hit. That's what's going to be crazy.
He's going to have a hit. He is.
I don't know, man. So, if they don't kill him, I don't know.
Right.
He's
going
to sell his story to all the outlets.
I don't believe in
if
this
if I was
game.
A dumbass, I would fucking be inspired to like test the gangster of like all these other gangsters because
it's
like he fucking can get away with all the
yeah.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck all y'all. Suck my dick too. Like,
I can do whatever.
Yeah. You guys ain't going to kill me.
About shit.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what the internet is now.
Right.
Niggas can talk all that shit on the internet.
He needs
can't
to be
kill
an
nigga.
Example. I'm sorry.
Make an example out of his ass. Yes. You heard her.
I never want to wish death on anybody, but Jesus Christ. It's like,
nigga,
exactly. Come on.
He's not
going to
get
really
touched because he's still going
to
be able to make money and somebody's going to be extorting that nigga. He's going to get extorted because he's still able to make some money. He'll sell his story to any media outlet, get interviews, get paid for
right,
all this shit.
Right, but we're saying he need to get caught slipping.
Nah, ain't about touching him. He can still feed niggas. He's still a cash cow.
This nigga said, what are you doing? I said, I'm in the studio till 2. He said, you sound like a rapper, but all right, hit me.
Dropping a mixtape.
No.
Dropping a tape.
So, Lil Fizz and Omarion beef hits climax. So, Fizz started messing around with Omarion's baby mom, April, who Omarion left while she was pregnant. Allegedly.
Damn.
And
I've been there before. It's shit. Cold when a bitch leave you while she's pregnant. You're like, damn, you should give me some dick with my
not
baby.
He left
no,
her.
He left her.
Oh, he left her.
He said, I've been there before.
Damn. And I was thinking, damn, you left a bitch pregnant. And I'm like, oh no, you got
nah,
left,
I was
right?
Out of the way I was out of the way.
I can't.
I'm stupid. I stay like, damn, we got kids.
I can't. That fucking sucks. You're stupid. All right. Is Fizz wrong for messing with April if Omarion was dogging her? Wait, time out. Is that all? Is April supposed to be off limits? How would you have reacted? Omari announces 2020 Millennium Tour with no B2K this time. Him and Bow Wow will be headlining with guests like Soulja Boy as well.
They just announced Ashanti too.
Ashanti? Oh,
yeah, but it's not coming nowhere near up here.
I'm sorry, but they got even Ashanti if it though. Was, yep. that sounds like that the shit. Weakest fucking concert.
That sounds like
I would want to go sing on my head.
Ashanti, I can listen to that shit.
Yin Yang hey, Twins,
Big Soulja.
Big Soulja.
Big Soulja's gonna Soulja have
a studio version.
Soulja's gonna have a.
I don't know. A Soulja Boy song. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Kiss Me Through the Phone.
I was just about to say.
Yamaha Mama.
Nah.
Gucci bandana.
Nah.
Okay, I might give you Gucci bandana.
Pretty Boy Swag.
No. These are not songs that I would let you listen to.
And they used to play that shit at the parties. The Pretty Boy Swag.
That nigga shit sound yeah. like he made it with a fucking
Xylophone.
Casio.
He probably did.
Nigga
I found
all
out that he was like
Casio.
Changing the name of song or like titling his songs different names on Napster and LimeWire so that like you like you think it's a Pretty Ricky song and you
right, download
and you,
it. He was one of them niggas.
It was Soulja Boy's song and that's how he got hella popular.
Wow, that nigga was wigging the system.
Hella it was smart. He was like yeah, it's yeah, like mind control.
I should have thought of that because I had niggas. Some heat back in the day.
So April, so I'm the wrong this. Person to talk
a fuck,
to
man.
About.
We already said.
I'll just say I'm tired of that story.
Me
like,
too.
Fuck Lil Fizz. How are you? Like, you think he's gonna treat you good? He fucking embarrassed the shit out of that girl on the Celebrity Couple show. Like, he's a horrible person.
See,
he's the weak one
I
from
say,
the
I didn't
B2K.
Even see what he did on
yeah,
Celebrity
I don't know.
Couples.
Well, Razzie's weak.
I mean,
one,
yeah,
but.
They're all weak. If you're not Omar, you had the best one, and then
it wouldn't even be. It wouldn't even have made. You know.
Star, why would we care? Like, you know, she be on social media.
I mean, if he was messing
host. I don't know.
That's why I was like, Razzie has a baseball.
When
I,
said, no
I think
skin.
He's married.
Oh, is
the guy? I don't know.
Which one is Razzie? That's
the one I was getting fucked by.
The little light-skinned one.
What's the dark-skinned one then?
That's the J-Boog was cute.
And that's what everybody was talking about, that he's pissed because now he didn't cancel B2K, so J-Boog's is out of it.
Right.
Yeah,
J-Boog's
like,
I ain't do shit.
Fucked it all up for us.
He done fucked up his check.
I don't know. I feel like he said he didn't care, but then he did that. No,
I mean, that's
kidding.
Probably why he didn't care. He's like, fuck you bitches. Well, like, you guys
career.
Can have each other and be broke.
Right.
Like, I paid $700.
Me and Bow Wow did a fucking tape.
Did
you forget?
I think he said she paid.
Did you fucking forget?
700 what?
A month.
700 what?
Dollars. what?
Did you forget we did Face Off, nigga? I don't need you.
From Omari.
I don't need you, B2K niggas. We did Face Off, nigga.
What is that? Oh, they have a.
That's the album with Bow Wow, right? Yeah.
See, that sounds like a weak ass fucking concert. I'm sorry.
Bow Wow. Bow Wow ain't got slapped.
Is Bow Wow gonna do? Is Bow Wow gonna do his own
everyone
music?
That you guys named, there's probably Bow, like wow, nine wow, songs yippee, 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 worth yippee, of yeah. listening to right there.
The Yin Yang Twins artists be there. They got cut.
The Yin Yang Twins got cut.
I can listen to that shit for free on the radio.
They're gonna be tired on stage.
Yeah, no, that does not sound like fun.
I might want to go.
Try to go.
And then they just do some shit similar to it anyway. Yeah, I am tired of hearing about it. And niggas are so. Niggas been like, unfriend me if you support April.
It's not. I'll have to look at it closer.
Oh, you got. Because you got to travel to do it.
They've been hella. Niggas been hella mad about this shit.
What, about them together?
Yeah, they've been like, you bitches are snake ass bitches. Like, niggas been pissed. Y'all niggas need to chill out.
I mean, April's kind of not been shit too, so she had a good opportunity, but clearly she's fucked up. So, loving hip hop.
These hey, niggas do this
and
shit
I don't watch
purpose.
Loving hip hop. Can I watch that? I mean, can I have some of those turkeys?
Another snack of Nelly's.
Oh, okay. So now it's turkey. It's turkey jerky, but they're puffy.
Oh, it's turkey jerky.
So what we think about male birth control, I wanted to bring that up.
It's lit.
It's 13 years. That sounds like some shit that'll make you like...
It's like I'm not trusting no male birth control.
Is it a pill or is it a shot?
It's a shot.
Where?
In your penis.
Shut up.
What? In your penis. Yeah.
Like the shaft? Like the
why or
like
go the in your ass?
I don't know. I think that's what they
in
say.
Your ass?
I think you would rather be up your shaft than
I'd rather
stick
not
it
have
in
the
in
shot.
The
fuck? I'd rather not have a
I
shot.
I think I'd rather not have it over in your ass.
The ass is a good spot, body.
I don't know. No man is going to do this willingly. They might as well not even made it.
It seems like it would make you be like,
just get
infertile.
Your
fertile. Like,
yeah, just do that. Like, get snipped.
Yeah, 13
what if
years
it fucks off
I don't know, but you know, men take a longer time to mature. So it's like, okay, my 20s, by the time I'm 33, it'll be done.
Right.
I'll have a family by the time I'm 40. So it kind of does make
but
a
I'm
little
just saying,
sense.
It seems like it seems sketchy. Like,
the side effects are probably super wild.
Yeah.
Which we won't
balls
know.
It seems like it'll just
shit.
Make you eat all your
birthday. How is it gonna stop
like
the babies?
Whatever it
you
does,
put on
it
ice?
Whatever
what
it does,
doing?
It stop.
I have to know how this works. Like, how are you gonna prevent?
Nigga, this? Whatever it does, just like a bitch. What do you mean? Our eggs don't just go away. We get on birth control. Shit happens.
I always wondered that too. My damn self, like, what the fuck?
Whatever
we
it
just
is
stopping
that
bodies
taking.
From doing natural shit. Like, that's don't yeah. sound like it's
you don't
something
believe in
that
birth
we
control?
Should do. I'm just saying, I don't feel like you should stop your body from doing what's natural. It just sounds unnatural. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is unnatural. It's birth control.
Like, that shit don't
shot.
Sound like it's good for you.
Sound like, nigga. Sound like a nigga
yeah,
with kids.
13 years.
Nigga with kids.
I hear some
but
people
I can wear
be like,
up,
well, if I was
good.
18, I would get it. You know, then I'd be like, 13 years is hella long.
13 years is mad long. What if
you
I get cancer in year 6? I'm like, damn. I ain't never had no kid.
Right, is there a reverse?
I mean, are you going to have a kid after you have
right,
cancer?
Right, because you want to leave a baby.
No, I'm saying I could have had a baby by now if I never got this this damn birth control. A little cancer baby.
Cancer baby, right. Cancer exactly. Baby, right. That's what I was thinking.
Nigga come out bald.
Right.
Like Lex
to
Luthor.
Impregnate someone and leave her. You about to die.
Take my sperm. Nigga, we throwing this shit away as soon as you die,
little
nigga.
Benjamin
as soon as you
button,
flatline. As soon as you flatline, just dispose of that.
Abortion. Jesus.
Nah, but just like, damn, year 6 is like, damn,
I wonder. I had to look more into it, but I was just wondering if you would do it.
Nah,
so would you do it? Would you get it?
It's too late. No point.
I gotta read the side effects.
I feel like older nigga, I feel like you could get it. Nigga, you don't need to be 50 having babies, you know? Like, get the fucking shit. Get the fucking,
you fucking
birth
tell
control.
Me I don't
I'm just saying, you know, you because you're gonna be that nigga. He's gonna have a baby that's gonna be the same age as his grandkids. Watch, mark my words. Mac
damn,
is gonna have
that'd
a baby.
Be dope.
See,
what?
Exactly.
That'd be filthy.
That's basically what my dad did. Now I think about it.
My stepdaughter's kid.
That's what I'm saying. I have a first
that's
cousin
filthy.
Who is 8, 9. Like, she's my kid's age. She'd be like, call me auntie to my kids. They'd be like, like to be like, I'm older than you. I'm still your auntie. Because in
that's
our family,
black
your cousin.
Shit for
that's,
show.
Wait, well, yeah, but that's my Filipino side. So, yeah.
Filipino shit too.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's just some dudes be doing that. All men be having babies. Like,
yeah, I don't want to have
fuck
a baby.
Exactly.
50.
Get the birth control.
I don't want to do shit now with my kids. Bro. 50, I really don't want to do shit with y'all.
That's not fair to the kid.
Exactly. It's right. Not fair. Yeah. To get 50-year-old me? Oh,
you don't get to
man.
Throw the ball with
that's
me or nothing.
Nelly, you got a song you want to play?
Yeah, let me play a song. It's this is Holly Michelle, Black Sheets.
Don't hold back, don't hold back.
Holly Michelle Black Sheets, and she just had a birthday. Shout out to Holly.
I love Holly.
Holly's fucking dope.
Yeah. You're talking about getting back to the office. So are you working any other jobs? Are you only Q?
No, I work at a tech company. I'm an office manager as well.
Okay.
Really great job.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
in. Nice. Yeah. You're busy. Tired.
Yeah, I'm busy. I don't work there full time though. So it's like, you know. But obviously working at Cube, events, dog mom,
stepmom.
Are you on Cube's fire?
Wife manager, huh?
You on Cube's fire time?
Talk.
7 days. Every night. 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
We already said this.
Mm-hmm. No, wait. I didn't know it was 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah. Every night.
And you work your regular job 5 days a week?
Radio's a little different. Just like...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I get it.
And everyone would be like, how do you do it? I'd be like, you think I would fucking bust my ass if that hard? That
yeah.
Not that serious. Not that,
yeah.
Cut that check.
For real.
Good shit.
So how did the Cube 93 opportunity come about?
Let's see. The station just came back last year and they were just looking for new talent, I guess, and my name had been brought up and I met with the program director and they just wanted to work with me. We didn't know how we were gonna do it. And then I was supposed to co-host the local show with my ex co-host from the Glow Up.
Right. I remember you were saying that they were going to try to have you guys work together or something.
So, you know, he was the original person that they wanted. And they asked me to do it because he was trying to have somebody that wasn't from Seattle be on the show. But you can't have a non-local person be
on the local show.
Yeah. So I was like, cool, I'll just do it. Like, fuck it. But there was a reason why I didn't want to work with him, you know? So I had to just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let me do what's best for me. And I said, I'm not going to be able to do this with him.
Yeah, why would you go back into the situation you just got out of?
Exactly. You know? So I just left it. And then, you know, he ended up digging his own hole. And here I am.
Hey.
Okay. So shout out to Cube. They've really been fucking with me. I appreciate them because I never had radio experience or anything like that. And it's really hard to get into radio. You got to be an intern, all this stuff. And, you know, I really appreciate it.
Nice.
Shout out to Cube.
We were, you get to do the local artist thing with the come up. So you're doing that. You still do like is it head to head or what is it called?
Yeah, yep. Head to head.
What are the three local artists that you haven't had on yet? Like, have you, cause you have guests on.
No, I don't.
So when you're interviewing, that's.
So I used to have a podcast before I started doing the show to kind of help shine, like to keep, you know, me busy with the station. So I was doing a podcast called the Miss Casey Carter Tea of the Week podcast where I interviewed artists every week.
Okay.
And then I do another series called 93 Seconds With. And I'll do like a little quick 93 second interview with them. But obviously with my schedule piling up, like it's really difficult for me to get everybody in.
Okay.
But.
So you don't do guests on the come up?
Not on the come up, no. Okay. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I'm going to open it up. Like, you know, I would love to have it be like how it was back then with Jay Moore and DJ Hyphen, like with Sunday Night Sound Sessions. They did a really good job at like showcasing the local talent by having us up all the time.
Right.
But it's like really, really hard because it's a little different for me, the way I do my show. But I'm going to be working on that because I know a lot of people want to come up.
You know what y'all got to bring back for the come up? What's your name?
Oh, no, trust me. That's been number one on my list. But I got to do it logistically right because people will be calling and saying some wild shit.
Listen.
I got you.
Bitch.
You'll be the first person I let know.
Yeah, I'm calling.
I didn't know Maurice moved. He moved
to
Chicago.
So sad. So Maurice had to move to Chicago for some family stuff and didn't let us know until like the week of. Oh. So it's super sad because Maurice has been there since day one. Yeah. And he's obviously become one of my really, really good friends. Like One of the most loyal people I've ever met in my life.
Even
yeah.
Even though he's a Duke.
I know, you guys are so funny. Every time you say something, but Mo's a good dude, and I'm sure we'll see him back here. But
shout out to Mo.
He's over there building in Chicago now, so nice. That's a good look.
Because his show idea that he was doing, what was that?
Who's Got Next?
I thought that was really dope.
Man, what yeah. like, and the way he executed it was just like so, so clean and right. nice. And man, when I saw Miko him do that, I was like, oh, so proud of you.
The cameraman.
Yes, like that's dope for him.
Man, yeah, that was a good idea. So I just said,
shout out Manzano, bro.
Continuing in Chicago.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Imagine that.
Oh, cool.
Come on,
okay,
Drew.
Yeah, it really blow up. Yeah.
That'd be lit.
Bring it back home. Eat it.
That'd be dope because he could do Chicago artists and Seattle artists.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play. I'm going to play. I'm going to play Chosen One by Mafia D.
I started with nothing, now I got a little more. They thought I was bluffing, told them I'm the chosen one. I just wanna see myself make it to the top, top, top. The higher you walk, the further the drop, drop, drop. I would never stay stagnated, My son wanna see his dad make it, yes, sir. I'ma stay count up till 100 bands in the safe. I'ma stay with the top, cause they tryna take my life away. With me and my dog, it don't matter, we gon' ball. If it go bad, shit, I'm taking the charge. I should've never been involved. See, I've been risking my life for the money, but I'd rather do this than work me a 10-hour shift and slaving all night for this money. Mama, I know that you want better for me. Better gon' come. You gotta believe in the dream now. From the day I was young, always wanted to make you proud. You supposed to save 70% of what you making. If you playing by my back end, I'm gon' take it.
That nigga Mafia D.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that nigga got. I mean, that nigga been doing it.
He's on it though. He got his 12-month challenge.
Jumping out the box. He been doing it. I fuck with that. Shout out to that nigga.
I like him too.
Yeah,
we love Mafia. We need to repost all our freestyles.
Yeah, for sure.
We should just repost them all on our Instagram page again. Cause we have like 17. We got a couple that we never did videos for too. We never did one for Jesse James. And we have Soups that we never released.
Yeah.
Do I still got those videos?
We're gonna get that out for you, Soup.
We got you, Soup, and Jesse James. We should make a video.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm trying to
tell him to send me music. Who? Cause Jesse James. Yeah. Okay. Cause he said something on Facebook that I saw. But it's like, you ain't never sent me no music before.
All right, yeah, you hear
that. Oh, he says you ain't playing this shit.
No, he didn't say me directly. I don't think he would do that, but.
Oh, right. Man. Who was that? Soup? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soup came and killed the freestyle.
Off the top of the head, though.
And then he did a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went off the dome. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, we should do like a release exclusive. All right, we're going to play some games with Casey now.
Game time. What time is it?
We're not going to play the fucking game time. She doesn't want to play those ones. She want to play.
Could they do another Friday without Pops?
A Friday? Yeah.
Because he's not really ever really all
I don't know how they're
going
to do the Boondocks. But yeah. I mean, I guess you could kill Pops with that.
Who, if you could pick anybody to be Pops or a replacement for that figure, who would you pick?
For Boondocks?
Yeah.
Or
Boondocks.
Nobody.
Well, I saw the one about Jennifer Lewis, like being his sister.
Oh, yeah.
And
I how
seen
she
that. Oh, her coming. Yeah.
And she replied and was like, I'll check on it, baby.
For real.
That would be dope.
That'd be perfect. Like if he died or something and then she's
the only one.
So right, that'd be perfect because she's
that'd be perfect.
Her ass. That's classic. Classic auntie.
Right. Everybody's auntie.
That'd be a good one. Friday, yeah, I feel like. You ready for Bad Boys 3?
I'm ready.
Trash.
Max been saying that shit's gonna be trash, so we're gonna
None
see.
Bad
I don't
Boys
get how
leave.
You think it's gonna be bad.
Because
but...
Martin looks like me, but sure.
Martin looks like he's sick and he's not saying
Martin
something.
Martin looked like he can only take up breaths.
Seriously, like when he speaks at events.
He can only breathe in. Like,
are you okay?
That nigga can't breathe out. Yeah.
Oh.
First of all, no. The headphones hit it first, so okay. I'm fine. But what the fuck are you guys talking about? Have I not seen him or something?
That he's a little chubby.
Not even that. No, he's like been talking a
Casey's
little slower.
Casey's over here talking about he like sick and shit.
He do look like.
I'm going to look. Hold on.
Like,
he's
you know
about
when
here,
people just don't
want
to tell their
rent.
Business, but like they have to be in public. So it's like you're not 100%
but how old is
there.
He
has.
Bro, 50.
Yeah.
He's got to be like 50.
I said Martin Luther King.
There was some award
show.
There was some award show he spoke at. Oh, no, it was the Def Comedy Jam. Peace. Remember the one that was on Netflix?
No, I didn't see that one.
A new one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, remember it was like the anniversary and they had all those people and he came out for 2 seconds. And he didn't look so well.
I think he just compared to like Will Smith who...
Will Smith is just
who takes really
game.
Good care of himself.
Yeah.
He's 54.
But nah, I don't want to just
Will Smith is still in
Martin,
the league.
I was just
Martin Lawrence retired.
Right, but I don't think he's like. I didn't think he. Let me see though. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him recently though.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Because he wasn't small.
I don't want to say
wasn't
he was
small in Bad Boys 2.
But he was fast. He was mashing.
I don't think he's going to be doing
do
a lot.
All that
I think it's going to be like Will Smith taking like the charge in a lot of this shit.
Oh, Will Smith's definitely doing a slow motion
he
run.
He might be retired for you. He might be, you don't know.
No, he's
it.
A, he's a,
captain?
No, he's a private eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the PI?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't got to be
but,
all.
But Mike Lowry's still a cop.
He's still in the field.
Still in the field. Little deal.
Anyways.
I just don't know.
Don't be
how
talking about Martin. What are you expecting from
I
him?
Love
he
Martin.
Is
no, I love
more.
Martin. I love him.
I was just talking shit, but I just think it's gonna be trash just cause.
I don't wanna see like I'm talking shit about
sick.
I was just talking shit.
I just
mean.
Tell us the truth, okay?
He's like, tell us, are you sick?
Just let me know.
Let me know.
And so we still watch him every single damn night though. Every night.
Like you never seen it, huh?
Laughing so hard, like just didn't even know that joke was coming.
Right.
I love Martin.
I love Martin too.
All right. So this
still
or that.
Gonna be trash.
Money or fame?
Money.
Podcast or radio?
That's a hard one.
Mm.
That is so hard.
That's a tough one.
Because.
It's like radio.
It's like, who do you guys even listen to the radio?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Video killed the radio.
But it's so cool to be like, look at you on the radio.
Right.
And
are you kind of more, you're more controlled?
I mean, I'll say radio just because it'll open up more platforms and I can host 10,000 podcasts.
Right. So are you, do you feel more controlled on radio than your podcast, than podcasts?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the podcast, I have 100% freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The radio, it's like I have to do, like I have a cookie cutter way I got to do things.
Right.
Have you ever said something that was like, you shouldn't have said that?
No. No, not at all. Again, radio magic is like you can kind of redo what you said.
Yeah. Nice. His place or your place? It's their place, so.
And it was his place I moved in.
Hey, I'm always moving in the best house. Damn. I'm trash.
Duce, is that how you say it? Or Ciroc?
Ooh, you know what? I became a Ciroc girl this summer. So
Ciroc
okay.
girl in the building tonight.
You guys
have
seen her face. I became a Ciroc girl this
official.
Summer. I don't even know.
Diddy,
what
what's
Duce
good?
Is.
Duce is what? Jay-Z's? It's cognac. Which I do love brown, but Ciroc, the flavors are so good.
I wish I would. Yeah,
bottle
sorry, I'm just kidding. You know, y'all know I don't drink. More peanut butter or more jelly on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
More peanut butter.
Real nigga.
What?
This is a thing. Don't worry about it. You're on the right side.
Is this nigga old sloppy right jelly eating ass nigga?
Nigga's eating a cotton mouth sandwich.
Nigga, you be eating a fucking.
This nigga be eating sugar.
Shit be jelly falling out.
Yeah. Donut
just
ass.
How I like
he's
it.
Fat. His fingers be mushing through the bread. No. This nigga wild.
Catfish Corner or Ezel's?
You know what? I've never eaten at Catfish Corner.
Wait, what
ever.
Do you mean ever?
Ever.
Like you never even had the desire
the
to?
The one time I went in there, they didn't have all the shit that I wanted.
Catfish corner be like that.
Huh? Just get catfish. You need to try the catfish.
I've never. And the fries right up the street from my house too. Which is crazy.
Yeah, go just get the catfish and fries.
Okay. Well, Ezel's because
with the, tartar.
Okay.
If the fries are fresh, if it's all fresh,
okay. I need to go there at the right time.
That's crazy.
I would never
expect that from you.
I know, and I went to school with Terrell.
Shout out Terrell.
I know. Interesting. Early mornings or late nights?
Late nights. God, I wish I was the other way around, because life is so much, your day is so filthy when you wake up hella early in the morning.
Right.
You feel so accomplished by like 2, 3:30.
Not like, even 2, by like happen. 10. You'd be like, if you wake up at like 6, you'd be like, I'm out here.
I got more shit done than people get done all day.
You only got the rest of the day to kick it. What are we doing?
But then you are still choosing the wrong thing.
Yeah. Like,
water or juice?
Water.
Nate Robb or Jamal Crawford?
Oh, Nate. Mm. I'll choose Nate just because he went to school at the same time I did.
This dumb
Well,
kid.
Actually, no, I take that back because Jamal's doing a lot of really good shit for the community. So I got to give it up to Jamal.
Jamal.
Say yeah.
Jamal. See, yeah,
Nate, you're doing good things too, but Jamal's really out here.
I just ran into him on my son's AAU tournament. His son was playing too, or whoever. I don't know why he was there, but.
Scouting,
yeah,
trying to give them shoes and shit.
I don't know.
You want some sneaks?
I know. Just let me buy you a new gym.
Shit, right? Dom Kennedy or Larry June?
You're Dom the fucker.
You can answer for me, Mac.
We don't need to pick Larry June. Like, we're just gonna erase Dom. Like,
God,
all it says here is Larry June. Sorry,
and Asians love Dom Kennedy.
Really? He's trash.
Yes, go to the Dom Kennedy concerts. It's all Asians.
They still love it.
You like, the fuck?
They stuck in 2009.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. Everything that comes to mind, one to two words. The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Death.
Kaepernick.
Power to the people.
Macklemore. Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Cube 93.
Me.
Nipsey Hussle.
Lauren London.
Oh, he sounds so sad. I know. It's
happy
her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lauren. Open bar, free drinks.
Bad decisions.
Jarve D.
My love.
Starbucks.
Oh, what is pumpkin cream cold brew?
Braces.
Me.
Braces. It's hilarious.
I have braces.
I love them. I just got them tightened today.
When you get them out?
June.
And then get married?
Mm-hmm.
It's lit.
Send party invitations, you guys know. I got all you guys.
Oh, yeah, we did. Nice. Open bar?
We'll see.
Cash bar?
We'll see. We ain't on like that.
Can't write.
Look at it. Relax.
Nothing.
Relax. You always gotta ask me to give for free.
I know. It's our way.
Just come. To bring them
right, exactly. You ain't coming with a gift. Like, it'd be the one day they got no gift.
We try to throw it at a place where people can bring your own alcohol. Yeah. So,
man, I meant to bring y'all some.
That's perfect.
Weed, whatever.
Yeah.
Got you.
Kaylee just had a birthday. Right? Yes. She turned 50. I'm like, damn. I was like, do you have Cash App? She's like, my dad does. I said, just
she's the best kid. That's Janelle's niece, Jarvis's daughter. Best kid. Like, I look at her sometimes and I'll be like, damn, why wasn't I this good when
she's
I was your
kid.
Age?
I know.
Okay, I'll tell you. She got a bad grade on her test and texted us and was like, okay, I'm on my way home and I'm going to put my phone in your room when I get there because I got a bad grade on one test. Already punishing herself. Didn't even like wait for us to find out.
I'm trying to figure out a way. She can't see the test. Damn.
Exactly. I'm trying to change the phone number so that you don't call my mom when I'm absent.
How can I change this D to a B? Or just, oh yeah, put a little boom. I had a B, man.
Man, I seen this one. Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, no,
that's what
I hit her.
Great
like,
parenting to do.
She just got a good heart. She got a good head on her shoulders.
It's in her.
So we made it. So we made Inti, you want this? Batwood. We made a Terry, Max baby's mom, bit girl. girlfriends are women. Sorry.
Woman.
I'm working on that.
So hard for me.
Call you bitches, bitches. It's so hard for me. Lady. Speaking of baby's mom, real quick. My baby's dad made a joke like, oh, that's my, he got me, a, it was like a water. He made a joke like, that's my baby mama deed for the week or whatever. You know, I made a joke like that damn at it. The basketball game, right? Mm-hmm. And I laughed. We were like, but I was like, it was weird. I was like, he's never called me baby. I've never been referred to as baby's mom by, they don't call me that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, that was fucking weird. I called, you know, I don't care because I call him baby dad. He's like, yeah, you always call me baby daddy. And I'm like,
yeah, I don't like being called baby's
that was
dad.
Weird.
I don't like that.
Trifling.
My oldest daughter, he's like, oh, my baby's dad. Don't call me that, man. I am not your baby's dad.
Baby daddy.
She's Lexi and I am Michael, but I don't want to be your baby's dad.
But that's just who you don't want to be associated with.
Not even that. It's just nah, that's that.
Anyways, so Terry made the post about on Facebook about step parent, you know, that in the household we don't do that. Don't try to divide. You know, I'm with, you know, Mike's daughter mm-hmm. more than his mom, vice versa. He's with the girls more than mm-hmm. whatever. We're a blended family, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, she was like, don't do that. And I was like, yeah, that's dope. That's
yeah,
you guys.
We don't do that shit.
My daughters. We can't hear you. You just speaking.
These my daughters. I'm sorry. it's too much energy to say step.
Yeah. I think
then daughters. Nah, but it's like you don't want your kids. Cause I wouldn't, as a kid, I wouldn't want to be called a stepson. It just feels separated, feels different. It feels like I'm something else.
Right.
And these guys are something else. You know what I'm saying?
I think for me, it's like respect to her mom at the end of the day. Like, that's your mom. Like, you're not going to call me mom. Like, so it's like, that's I'm not going to call, you know.
I think it depends on the situation. Like, step is. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like,
right.
You don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. The thing that bothers me, I think, is the half-sibling thing. Mm-hmm. That shit pisses me off.
I know, my
off.
Brother's my half-brother.
Like,
I've never called him my
half. What the fuck?
Like,
why would you? Yeah. Our half? Oh, well, such. Now, if we're all together, it's like, come on, bro. Like,
right.
That's their, you yeah. guys got kids together, same siblings. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
That's when that's like. That's corny. Mm-hmm. Step, I can understand why you guys don't do it, which is fine. I can understand why, and I can understand mm-hmm. why you do it. I don't see, you know. If it was like a thing where you're being like, no, that's my step kid because that's not my kid,
yeah.
then
oh,
that's,
yeah, that's
different.
Yeah.
Where it's like, bitch, okay, you know. Well, but you're doing it out of respect. So.
Sometimes when like people be like, oh, you got four girls? I'll be like, yeah.
But
biologically, I got two girls. But right. them is my daughters, though.
Right, exactly.
That's what I be
so
saying.
You explain it like that.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, well, I have two stepdaughters.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know, I got two biological.
But so, and that's why I say, so it's like, and for you, it may seem easier to do that and then being like, oh, my fiance's yeah. daughters, you know, you might
but
do.
Me,
so it's just like stepdaughter.
On the flip side, I would want whoever my daughter's mom was with to look at my daughter. Or care for my daughter as if,
girl. But you, can, you know? I feel like you can still do that even though yeah. you're saying step. So I just say as long as it's not out of spite or yeah. anything, I don't mind it.
Yeah, we just don't use the verbiage. I mean, we know I'm not. I don't want them. You don't got to call me dad. You know, you got a dad. You know,
right.
But
how
just
long
the
but
verbiage.
We don't have to
in
say
your
it.
Lives.
About
in your
two,
life.
two years now.
Yeah,
a little longer than that, but. You know, really.
And then they have a baby. Yeah, you know, they have a baby together. Oh, okay. So they're siblings. Yeah.
yeah,
there's mutual
like,
siblings.
Yeah.
yeah, that's why I was saying that half
fam.
No, yeah. yeah.
We just don't use the. We know the
you
boundaries
don't have to say,
of it.
You know it, but you don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
to
we
say it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to say it. We don't have to make it a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
stepdaughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Stepdaughter.
Like, that's,
yeah.
That's corny. But shout out to Terry and her.
Her ass.
Her post.
I know.
Everybody sharing it like.
I know. Like. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I told her we was going to do a Valentine's Day episode, so you got to pick a nigga and bring him on the podcast. I'm going to bring her on the podcast.
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, that's what I told her. She's plump. She said, oh my God, I got to prepare.
He landed.
I got to prepare.
So. Well, all right. That's a long ways away yeah. from me, so who knows?
Which one of y'all? You're going to be getting a call like, so who's going on that podcast with you?
Uh-huh. Man, I should just bring my baby's dad.
End it all. Can't nobody say shit. Can't nobody say nothing.
What would be the conversation, though? What do we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It just had to be accordingly. That's not my thing.
Any shout outs? Any what's popping?
Anything going?
Anything
on?
Going? Any events?
Yeah, we have a vision board party. That's going to happen on the 18th at Sugar Hill. It's my third year doing it. Last year, I looked at the board that I made, and it's like, damn, like 80% of the shit came true on there. Yeah. So it's really, I think it's really important to like do stuff like that.
Are you going to bring it back and show people?
Yeah, I'll show it on my Instagram.
You ain't fishing.
But yeah, no, come to that. It's at Sugar Hill, limited spaces, $10, all supplies included, wine too.
Right.
They have food, bomb ass Thai street food. December 18th, a Wednesday, and then it's all ages too. So you can bring your kids or whatever. And then the next night on the 19th, I'm doing a silent night, silent disco party with For the 99 and Fantasy League DJs. So you get to like choose the music you want to listen to during the party. So that'll be
DJs.
Yes. It's going to be popping. So that's at Barboza on the 19th.
Nice.
$5 pre-sale tickets if they're still available.
And then Christmas.
Yeah, and then I'm like chilling the fuck out. Yeah. I really need to like relax and like not do so much.
Are you doing anything for New Year's?
Fuck no. I never do.
Me neither.
I don't like being out in the streets like during big,
those type of holidays.
Yeah, like that and Halloween like drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So definitely like to stay in the house.
Langston will be here, yes, I'll write chill.
Yeah.
I don't do much.
Let's have a barbecue.
Yeah, that might be smart. I usually do a party.
Yeah.
But a daytime thing might be the nice thing, and then everyone can just be home.
Then disperse.
Barbecue in the winter.
My snow. You never know.
I'm definitely killing in the snow. That's hard.
Fuck it. I'm coming if you do. If you got pork ribs.
Oh,
yeah. I'm pescatarian right now. It's my
good
birthday.
For you.
It's
your
birthday.
Grill you up some asparagus, salmon. You know what I'm saying?
She ate shrimp,
fuck, I get
lobster, salmon,
and first of all, I don't eat asparagus.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry, I think that's just gross. I've only ate it once.
Crawfish.
Anyways, all right, we're going to do one more song.
I'm going to play Maestro featuring Leah B.
Yep.
You said Maestro?
What's it called? Yep.
Featuring Leah B. Backpack.
Maestro?
Maestro.
Oh, Maestro.
Maestro.
I never heard of
him. Am I pronouncing that right?
Maestro.
Yeah.
Maestro.
Maestro.
Maestro. Stro.
Stro
Gotti.
Nigga, sell it.
It's a slap.
I know I fucked up. I'm sorry. And you was right, should've never went to them parties. Acting an ass, regretting all this Bacardi. And since you left, now you thinking you Cardi. B, please, don't know why we had to party. I showed up, pretended it's a little tardy. But I had, and I told the true story. But you neglected, unaccepted, and ignored me. But it's cool, thinking about back when you felt like this was right. Grab your ass and you told me that this tonight. Hit it once, then you felt like this was life. Hit it again, your face lit up like Christmas lights. But I don't time to pass, but I ain't finding ass quite like yours. And I'ma honor that, I'm just being honest, babe. You ain't got time for that, saying that I ain't see the future. I was blind to that, I'm just a grown man growing up talking this and the third. I'm just a poor man trying to get rich, I'll spit in a verse. And you was talking, you was gawking through my dick in the dirt. And for a second, I was second, then I slipped me in first. I thought it was me. Shit, I was tripping, it should've been you. Said we was tripping, it should've been us. Now that's a statement, I'm knowing it's true. Shit, I was tripping.
Been through the bad days, yeah. Ooh, what can I do?
But yeah, that was Back Pay by Maestro featuring Lil B. That was fire.
That nigga Maestro did his thing.
Thank you so much for coming on, Casey.
Thank you,
I hate
guys.
Casey. She's like, of course, you're right now.
I know, my bad. Oh.
Oh, you know.
Oh, that's just the
okay,
ambiance.
The just the
yeah. Don't be scared.
So, ooh.
No, I'm a scared person all the time. Like, so.
I feel like I'm jumpy.
You're safe. Like, you can, you're in a safe space.
No, I have like the worst anxiety of like everything
about
falling. Like, the zoo, I talked about it last time, like the zoo. I'm so scared of going to the zoo now because I'm scared like the gorillas are going to come out of the cage and the giraffes are going to go crazy and like pick me up and throw me. Like,
what's wrong with you?
Life.
No,
I'm an adult. I'm like.
Traumatic experiences.
Everything. Like, there's a shooter at the fucking concert. Like, I don't know.
I be feeling like that. Or like the mall. Yeah. I hate going to the mall. I'm like, damn, it's the perfect place for a white nigga to come through with a assault rifle.
It's like hard being in America. Damn. But then again, it's like, then we can be like Tekashi and like be fearless and maybe nothing will ever happen to us.
You come home and to a deal.
Hey.
Yeah.
Make an example out of Tekashi.
Please.
Follow.
Fearless like Tekashi. I'm dead.
YG, what's good?
Follow Casey.
Follow me. Yes, Miss Casey Carter on the gram and Casey Carter on Twitter. Those are the two active socials.
Hey.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
God, I miss those days.
Oh my God. You know what reminds me of Q so much? Lovely Day. That song. Every time I hear Lovely Day, I swear to God, I think of Q. Nigga, I swear to God, bro. I used to play that song. Every time it was sunny, you was going to hear that song, bro. My life.
I miss the old Q. T-Man. I really miss him.
Yeah, I miss him.
Sorry, bye, niggas. Bye. But it's cool. Thinking about back when you felt like this was right.
Grab your ass and you told me that this tonight. Hit it once, then you thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MACKANDNELLY. You ain't got time for that. Saying that I ain't see the future, I was blind to that. I'm just a grown man growing up talking this and the third. I'm just a poor man trying to get rich, I'll spit in a verse. And you was talking, you was gawking through my dick in the dirt. And for a second, I was second, then I slipped me in first. I thought it was me. Shit, I was tripping, it should have been you. Said we was tripping, it should have been us.